you read to me one poem, or you told me one poem, and I like it. You know, it is some kind of honest to goodness poem. It is a very courageous message. You know, I think this poem, the name is titled Anyway.
Oh yeah, if I can dig this out. Yeah, this is a poem a weightlifter friend of mine back in the States sent to me.
Yeah.
Where is this? Okay, it's called Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, by author unknown. I'm not the author, by the way. This is some anonymous author. Okay, here it is. Anyway, people are unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you're too good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you will win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty and frankness make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. The biggest men with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest men with the smallest minds. Think big anyway. People favor underdogs but follow only top dogs. Fight for some underdogs anyway. I'm fighting for myself. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People really need help but may attack you if you help them.
Yeah.
Help them anyway. Give the world the best that you have and you'll get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you have got anyway. Unknown, author unknown.
Oh. Yeah, very, very encouraging poem, no?
Yeah.
Especially if many people try to put you down, no?
Yeah.
But anyway, that poem, it sounded like you, Bobby. Maybe you're the author.
No.
Yeah,
I agree with at least 90% of that. Yeah.
Okay, before we go to other details, Bobby, you told me you want to announce your internet address. You have an internet address in Japan?
Oh, yes. Here, I think. Okay, right here, yeah. I believe this is a reliable address for my interviews. It's got my first 16 interviews I've given.
Yeah.
And soon we'll have the 16th. It's got the first 16 interviews. Soon we'll have the 17th, which I just gave a few days ago in Baguio. And this interview, which is the...
This is already the 17th or 18th?
No, this is the 18th. I just did the 17th a few days ago in Baguio.
You had already another new one in Baguio before this one?
Yeah.
I see.
You were not there. You were down here in Manila.
Which is not yet in the internet, right? Not yet in your internet in Japan, right?
Right, it's not in the internet yet.
Okay. Anyway, since you're still looking for that address, I have written it down also, so I might as well read it ahead of you, Bobby, okay? I'll read your internet address ahead of you, Bobby, okay?
Yeah.
So, Bobby Fischer's internet address in Japan is home, which is home.thailand.ne, as in England, North England, .jp, like in Japan, / and then moon, like the moon, moon, then / Fischer, FISC, with the C, Fischer with the C, HER, because sometimes I see some writings where Fischer, you don't have a C, you know, which is incorrect. So again, I repeat, it's home.att.ne.jp/moon/Fischer. And then, I'll announce also, another internet address where you could listen to Bobby Fischer's all interviews. It's being set up here in the Philippines. It's www.pworld.net.ph/Bobby Fischer. So I think these are the two reliable internet addresses of Bobby Fischer. By the way, maybe it's better if you read it yourself also, Bobby, your internet address, so that people
okay,
can listen.
Yeah. This is http /home.att.ne.jp/moon/Fischer.
Okay, so since we are already talking of address, internet address, I think you wanted also to announce the Secret World Government address or P.O. Box, and also your internet, its internet address, you know. Here, Bobby. Anyway, you want me to announce it myself first, and then you read it? Okay.
I have it right here.
Okay,
this book, The Secret World Government, as I explained, is my Bible, and here's where you can get it. The Book Tree, Post Office Box 724, Escondido, California, 92033, and their internet address is www.thebooktree.com.
This is the author issue?
Major General Count Sheriff Spiridovich. And also, believe it or not, you can get this on Amazon.com.
So
that's where I got it, from Amazon.com.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why he's selling it, because it's, you know, he's a Jew, that Jeff Bezos. But I guess he wants the money.
Yeah, you told, you just said that...
although I have to say, this edition is missing two important pages, the inside cover and the back cover, but nonetheless, it's still tremendous, even without those two pages.
More or less the content are...
Yeah, almost completely intact, yeah.
Intact. And this is by Major General
Count Sheriff Spreevit. Major General Count Sheriff Spreevit, written in 1926, published in 1926 for the first time.
I know you mentioned this earlier already, but why do you say this? I'd like to ask you again. Why do you regard this as your Bible?
Well, this is the only book. I've read thousands of books and booklets about the Jews. Thousands of books, booklets, magazines about the Jews. And some of them emphasize how rotten the Jews are. And then there are other ones that talk about the Rothschilds. But none of them put it all together, the Jews and the Rothschilds, showing how they have this secret world government, how they run the world.
Mm.
This book really puts it all together. I've been studying this book since 1977. I'm still learning from it. And just the other day, I saw this movie, Antitrust. Antitrust.
Right.
And it was put out by Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. And
right.
In the movie, they had a big promotion for beacons moving and storage.
Yeah.
And now, if you will check in the Secret World Government, what was the original name of Amschel Rothschild I? It wasn't, that's not the name he was born with.
No?
No. His real name is Mayer Amschel. That's the name he was born with. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Mayer Amschel, promoting what? Beacons Moving and Storage Company.
Oh.
And as a matter of fact,
I hear the connection.
Yeah, here's another connection right here. I'm sure the Rothschilds own Beacons, more and more.
Well, what's that connection?
Here's an article from the Financial Times, weekend, October 29, 2000.
Mm.
And it's a company called Auction Room, www.eauctionroom.com. And it's a cyber bidder, and it says, become a cyber bidder on eauctionroom.com. Share in the thrill of the auction via the internet. Discover thousands of objects, new catalogs, and auctions from around the world every day. Watch the sale and bid in real time.
as if you were in the sale room itself. For further information, call us on +33 01 58 364 106. With eauctionroom.com, to be or not to be in the sale room is no longer the question. And then it says on the bottom here, experience the thrill of live auctions on the net. Experience the thrill of buying stolen property of Bobby Fischer, right? But okay, now look at this. You know what the company is? This is a short picture of a guy.
Right.
And above him is an old drawing of who?
Who?
Mayor Amschel. Mayor Amschel Rothschild the First, whose original name was Mayor Amschel. And underneath him is a picture of somebody who's obviously a Jew. His name is Michael Chicurel, chairman of the executive board, Compagnie Francière Edmond de Rothschild, France. So the Rothschilds, when they robbed my stuff at Beacons, that took me decades of hard work to earn and save and preserve, they knew exactly what they're doing. They intend to make hundreds of millions of dollars out of that stuff, if not more.
Yeah.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. I am not exaggerating.
Yeah, that's true, because, you know.
Look, just this movie, Searching for Bobby Fischer, right?
Right.
Is making them tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, right? And what the material they have in there, the archives, the information, they can make many more movies, books
right.
about me.
Right.
Plus the intrinsic, just the value of the stuff, because they wanted to sell it. But even if they don't want to sell it, just the usefulness to them to make money is gigantic.
And also, I think they also tried to claim that now they are the owner of Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess, no?
Yes. The U.S. government, the Department of Patents and Trademarks, has officially given this Jew company, Learning International, which is a Times Mirror Corporation, the ownership of Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess. That is their trademark. That means they can use Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess any way they want.
Wow.
Upstairs. So they can come out with a CD-ROM, Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess CD-ROM, make millions, not give me a penny. That's what they've done. They come out with a CD-ROM, Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess, giving me nothing.
Is it possible for them, like Bobby Fischer, and then in small letter, Teaches Chess, and then computer?
Yeah, right, they can come out with,
Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess.
Teaches Chess is good because it ties it in with, there are many Bobby Fischers in the world, right? Maybe many hundreds or thousands of Bobby Fischers. Yeah, but how many of them are the chess player, right?
Right.
So when they say Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess, immediately they know that's the Bobby Fischer, right?
Right.
So it's good to see
Bobby Fischer, like the way Romy Cantara would say, you know?
So they can tell Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess, Chess Clock, Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess, Chess Computer, Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess, Chess Set, Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess Line of Clothing, Bobby, whatever they want.
So what happened to your patent? Or whatever, to your rights?
Yeah, well, they're gone. The Jews are taking them. The United States is not the country people think it is. It's a country of robbery, murder, and lies. The worst country in the world.
Just like in the song of
Jackie Wilson.
Some no pity.
And incidentally, they say he was murdered by the Jews. Because he was supposed to testify at a trial of Brunswick Records, which put out all of his records, which is and against the Jews. Mm-hmm. And anyway, now the Jews own all of his songs. His family is, I think, getting nothing or next to nothing, and the Jews are making the money on his songs today.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that when he collapsed on stage, that was just before he was supposed to schedule to testify.
Uh-huh.
And they say that heart attack was induced by giving him some kind of poison.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you were talking about Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess. Yeah. And then you were telling me, I think last night, that there is also this DVD. Bobby Fischer, what is that?
Well, no, I'm just pointing out there's a new format of videos now. You're home for watching the movies at home.
The station.
You're called DVD.
Yeah.
And this is like a little record, you know, and you can play this now, and now many people are buying the DVD players.
Right.
And this is a whole new format to make money with Searching for Bobby Fischer.
Right.
You see? And also, not only are they going to make money because people will watch it on their DVD? But these, like PlayStation 2, also you can play movies, DVD movies on PlayStation 2. I think Noel's saying, what, you need a little card adapter?
Yeah,
a little
card.
Yeah, so they'll have at least two different DVD players in the home now. The parents will have their DVD, the kid will have his PlayStation. So, and it's much, much cheaper to produce this DVD. Plus, you can put subtitles on the same DVD in 12 languages.
Mm.
Plus, maybe more than one soundtrack for the same DVD. So you can buy it and then push a button, it'll be in German, the soundtrack, or push another button, it'll be in English. So the profit potential is just enormous, and I guarantee you they intend to make tens, if not hundreds of millions or more dollars on searching for Bobby Fischer and giving me nothing, of course. And the owner of, the owner in quotation marks is of searching for Bobby Fischer is this scumbag Sumner Murray Redstone who owns Paramount Pictures through Viacom.
So you don't want to sue them. You don't want to?
Come on.
But
come on, country rigged in the U.S.
I remember you patented the Fisher clock, the timing with the ink.
Right.
Being used now by FIDE. And then he also in the U.S.
It's being advertised and sold in the U.S.
You had it patented. You're not getting anything?
Nothing. I get nothing from anything. I don't get any money from my chess card patent. I get no money from my book, My 60 Memorable Games, zero, and it's been published in many languages, in many editions. Some of them are even completely forged. I get no money anymore for Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess, the book. They don't pay me anymore for the book either.
Right.
Since I've been talking on the radio, telling how they came out with this illegal CD-ROM that cut me off from any money from the book.
Yeah.
I get no money from the book, Bobby Fischer Teaches. I get no money from the CD-ROM, Bobby Fischer Teaches. I get no money for searching for Bobby Fischer. And as a matter of fact, the latest thing they've stolen, I came out with a little booklet years ago called I Was Tortured in the Pasadena Jailhouse.
Oh, yeah, you told me this.
Yeah,
this Krabbe.
Yeah, now this Sarah Hurst, obviously a Jewish, writing in two separate editions of her book books on internet chess.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I gave Krabbe permission. I gave him the rights to publish I Was Tortured in the Pasadena Jailhouse, which is outright lie. I don't even know Tim Krabbe. Never had any dealings with him. Never talked to him, as far as I know. Never met the guy.
So again,
why in the world would I give him the rights to my book?
Since he's a Jew.
Yeah, well, also he's a Jew, I understand, yeah.
Good
but
point.
Even if he weren't a Jew, why should I give up? I had to suffer, almost died in the Pasadena jailhouse. I was tortured for 2 days. Why should I give up the rights to that book to him?
Ah, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or anybody. But they stole in that too. So I get it's a clean sweep. I get nothing for anything I have produced. And also, of course, they stole my property. The U.S. government stole my property at Beacons, moving and storage company in Pasadena, California, and just turned it over to Beacons.
Hmm.
Plus, the U.S. wants to put me in prison for 10 years on trumped-up charges for playing chess. They've deprived me of my property. They've deprived me of all my intellectual property rights. And now they want to deprive me of my freedom also. All because I tell the truth, and all because I beat the dirty Jews in chess.
Terrible,
yeah.
I remember downstairs before we came up here, You saw my fellow men, how they treat me, no?
Yeah.
They treat me with respect, no?
Yes.
And somehow I saw in your face and in your words, you envy my position in a way, because, not envy, but you see the big difference.
Yeah, it's highlighted to me the way I'm being treated by the United States. I won't say my country anymore, just by the United States, you know?
Yeah.
I want to read something here. This is a few days ago. This is, yesterday, actually. Yeah, Thursday, July 5th, 2001, the Philippine Star. This is yesterday. This is a column called Roses and Thorns by Alejandro R. Rosas.
Yeah.
And it says, yesterday we commemorated Phil-American friendship. I can't agree that there is any real friendship between the United States and the Philippines.
Why?
They have abused you from day one. Yeah.
And I'm just reading in here something I didn't know. This is unbelievable. He says, the original Manila that took 30 years to build was destroyed by just 3 days of American bombing and shelling during the liberation.
Oh.
Really?
I think what it says here.
Because I don't study so much these things that happened.
Yes, and also very, very many people were killed. I think hundreds of thousands of Filipinos were killed in this bombing, too. Now, with friends like that, you don't need enemies, right?